Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Well, good morning and welcome to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, June 4. How are we doing this morning? What a week of great golf weather. Just glorious. Hope you're able to get out and play a little. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. It's better under the umbrella. Well, I hosted my 25th annual, can't believe 25. I started when I was 12. The Ann Liguori Foundation Charity Golf Classic this past Wednesday at Friar's Head. Such a special golf course and clubhouse on the east end of Long Island overlooking the Long Island Sound. Course is in prime shape. The greens were perfect. And we raise money for cancer research every year. Colleen Neri from St. Jude joined us and talked about just the extraordinary work that St. Jude Children's Research Hospital does. They're one of our beneficiaries, and I just want to thank all the participants, sponsors, our volunteers, and the amazing staff at Friar's Head. You know, the views there are just spectacular, and the weather really cooperated. That sunset looking over that Long Island Sound from the clubhouse area, just priceless. So thank you all for participating. And next week is the BMW Charity Pro-Am in Greenville, South Carolina. It is the biggest Korn Ferry tournament on the schedule, and you all know the Korn Ferry Tour is the developmental tour of the PGA Tour, and it features professional golfers who have either not yet reached the PGA Tour or who have played on the PGA Tour, and because they did not earn enough FedEx Cup points, they go back to the Korn Ferry circuit. Either way, the talent is deep. These guys are so good, and I'm excited to say I'll be playing in the celebrity competition of the BMW Charity Pro-Am. It will be my third straight year. And it's a tremendous opportunity to play with these pros and just really get an inside look at how good they really are. You walk and play alongside them. And, of course, it's a blast to hang out with the other celebrities. David Wells will be there, Ken Griffey Jr., Jesse Orosco, Seth Curry, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Sheff from Chicago, the band, Pudge Rodriguez, just to name a few. So this morning at 8:20, Mike McGovern, the tournament director of the PMW Charity Pro-Am, he will join us. And Mike is originally from Floral Park, New York, and he's been heading up this tournament in Greenville, South Carolina for the past 7 years. So we'll get an inside look at this year's BMW Charity Pro-Am in a couple minutes. Now on the PGA Tour, final round at the Memorial Tournament at Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio this afternoon. Yes, this is Jack Nicklaus's Mecca. The golf course is north of Columbus, Ohio, where Jack grew up. He designed the course. It opened back in 1974. And Jack and Barbara Nicklaus do so much, talking about charity work. What they do for charity is amazing. The primary beneficiary of this tournament is Nationwide Children's Hospital. And Jack and Barbara Nicklaus, they created the Nicklaus Children's Health Care Foundation, which provides care to children in this country and around the world. And one of the beneficiaries is the Nicklaus Children's Hospital in Miami. And Jack and Barbara have spent countless hours visiting children there and raising money. And And they do charity work all over the place. Just can't say enough about the good works of this legendary golf couple. And, you know, Jack and Barbara have, what, 22 grandchildren? What a family. Anyway, the memorial is the 8th designated event on the men's calendar this season with a purse of $20 million. And guess who's tied for the lead heading into this afternoon's final round? Rory McIlroy. He is tied for the lead at 6-under with Siwoo Kim and David Lipsky. Rory shot a 2-under 70 yesterday. He chipped in for birdie on the par 3 12th. He birdied the difficult 17th when his approach shot rolled past the cup, left him a 7-footer for birdie. He made it. He made a huge par save on the 18th after his first putt actually from the back of the green ran about 10 feet past the hole, but he was able to make that par save there. He hit just 7 and 18 greens in regulation, but Rory managed to hang in there, and he said after he played yesterday he would just love to shake Jack Nicklaus's hand with a win later today. He's never won the Memorial. David Lipsky shot an even par 72 with bogeys on 17 and 18. Siwoo Kim, he carded a 1-under 71 despite two doubles in his round. So that three-way tie for the lead, Rory, Siwoo Kim, David Lipsky, all at 6-under. It's the highest 54-hole lead since 1990. The course is playing tough, to say the least. Rory is currently ranked 3 in the world. He's looking for his 24th PGA Tour win and his second win of the season. Siwoo Kim, he's looking for his second win of the season as well. He won the Sony Open earlier in the year. David Lipsky, he's ranked 160 in the world. And he's actually one of 13 players tied for 9th or higher who are playing for their first PGA Tour win. You have Danny McCarthy, Victor Hovland, Wyndham Clark, Lee Hodges, and Mark Hubbard are just one back at 5-under. Hideki Matsuyama, he birdied the first two holes, but then he fell apart. He carded a plus 3. He's at 4-under. He's two shots back along with Keegan Bradley, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Rogers, Patrick Cantlay. So it's quite the stacked leaderboard at the Memorial. Jordan Spieth, he is 3-under overall. Justin Saw, Corn Ferry Player of the Year. He was doing very well in the early going, but he struggled yesterday, shooting a plus 5, so he is 3-under overall. John Rahm, he won the Memorial in 2020. He shot a plus 274 yesterday. He's at 2-under. Scottie Scheffler shot a 4-under 68, and he's at 1-under. He is 5 shots back, and he made the cut on the cut line. Now, those who did not make the cut, defending champion Billy Herschel did not make the cut. Listen to this. He shot an 84 on Thursday and an even par 72 on Friday. Justin Thomas, he missed the cut. He shot 75 on both Thursday and Friday, 3 over par. He is winless since winning the PGA Championship a year ago. Jason Day, he won the AT&T Byron Nelson last month and then missed the cut at the Memorial. And he lives nearby but says he rarely plays the course. Cameron Young, PGA Tour Rookie of the Year last year. He missed the cut. Well, you know, the par 3 16th in Muirfield Village, it's taking a lot of heat from the players. Apparently the new tee box on that hole stretches it back to playing 220 yards. Players have to carry a lake to a green that is the size of a postage stamp, as Jack Nicklaus described. And the players say the green runs away from you on both sides. It's a very small target. So basically, good tee shots are not rewarded. And Jason Day was heard saying it was a stupid hole, in quotes. And Nicklaus was in the broadcast booth at the time and heard him say it. And Jack Nicklaus said on the air, "Did he say stupid hole?" And then he laughed. And then he said, "I think he may be right." So Jack said afterwards he'll make that hole better. He said he's very open-minded about all that stuff, which is good. The LPGA has the second of their four new tournaments taking place at beautiful Liberty National in Jersey City, New Jersey, the Mizuho Americas Open. And it's not only LPGA greats playing, but also top amateur players with the American Junior Golf Association, the AJGA. And you have the LPGA's top 50 in ties made the cut after 36 holes, and 24 AJGA juniors joined the pros. this weekend. And Michelle Wee West, whom you heard on Talking Golf last Sunday, she is the host of the tournament. And adding to the uniqueness of this tournament, everyone competing receives complimentary accommodation in Manhattan, which is amazing. Taking away, you know, the expense and the burden that players normally have to pay. And they also get boat rides over from Lower Manhattan to Liberty National. It's a gorgeous boat ride. I've done it a number of times. You know, you see the Statue of Liberty right there. You see all the sights. So it's a very unique tournament. And the storylines are incredible. But the main story is Rose Zhang, who is making her professional debut this week at the Mizuho Americas Open. She's 20 years old from California. And she won the 2020 U.S. Women's Am, the 2022 and 2023 NCAA Division I Championships. She became the first woman to win the individual title twice. And I saw her win the Augusta National Women's Am title in April. And she literally just turned pro. And this Mizuho America's Open is her very first pro tournament. And she has a two-shot lead. She's at 11 under heading into today's final round. And she shot a 666 yesterday, six birdies, no bogeys. And she is two shots ahead of Athaya Thitikul and Aditi Ashok and Cheyenne Knight. Zhang, she birdied the par four 16th to take the lead by one at 11 under at that point. And she had about a 15-footer for eagle there. She ended up birdying it. And she was up by one over Cheyenne Knight at that point. Before that, she took a 7-iron, hit it within a few feet of the hole on the par 3 14th. Just so accurate with her irons. Incredible. Meanwhile, Knight hit a bad shot on the 17th, ended up with a bogey there, dropping back. So Thitikul and Ashok shot 4-unders. Zhang looks like she has been on this stage before. She is as polished and as composed as can be, and she certainly is going to be a huge star on the LPGA Tour. And today, it will be interesting to see if she can close it out. She's unflappable. She's mentally tough. She has all the shots. A win for Rose Zhang today would give her full LPGA membership status and also make her eligible to compete for the U.S. in the Solheim Cup this fall. She's used to this pressure just from, you know, the amateur tournament she's playing, major amateur events that she's won. So let's see if she can close out her first pro tournament. That would be such a story. Joining me at about 8:40 will be Kayla Roberts, the tournament director of the Mizuho America's Open. Kayla started as a college intern with the American Junior Golf Association. And 8 years later, she's the tournament director of this innovative LPGA tournament. So we'll hear about her own success story, and we'll talk more about the LPGA Mizuho America's Open later in the show. Tomorrow is golf's longest day, meaning players from all over North America will compete for the chance to qualify to play in the U.S. Open, the men's U.S. Open, at L.A. Country Club the week of June 12. And Michael Block, you all remember Michael, the low club pro at the PGA Championship, he actually will play his qualifier at Lambton Golf and Country Club in Toronto, which is close to the Canadian Open, where he's set to play the RBC Canadian Open this week as well. And then you have a lot of notables who are trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, including Matthew Wolff, the LIV golfer. He will try to qualify for the U.S. Open at Pine Tree Golf Club in Boynton Beach, Florida. And right here in Summit, New Jersey, at Canoe Brook Country Club. Some notables who will be trying to qualify are Raymond Floyd Jr., Jim Herman, and Michael Thorbjornsen, winner of the 2018 U.S. Junior Am. And last year, Michael finished fourth in the Travelers Championship. So anyway, good show for you this morning. So glad you can join us. And coming up in a few minutes, Mike McGovern, the tournament director of the popular BMW Charity Pro-Am. But first, let me tell you that many of the world's best golfers will tee up at the Travelers Championship, June 21st to the 25th. John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, 2022 champion Xander Schauffele, and many more. The Northeast's only PGA event will feature next-level competition, next-level thrills, next-level excitement. For tickets information, Visit TravelersChampionship.com and be sure to catch all the next level action.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning. You know, the Korn Ferry Tour is the developmental tour for the PGA Tour. And this coming week, the popular BMW Charity Pro-Am takes place in Greenville, South Carolina. And joining me now to talk about the BMW Charity Pro-Am is their tournament director, Mike McGovern. Welcome to Talking Golf, Mike.
And thanks for having me on.
It's always a great week, Mike, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, and it's about the community, it's about the golf, and it's about the parties and the functions. And we're so grateful that you're joining us again next week, and to welcome all the celebrities and amateurs to the upstate of South Carolina. This is going to be a great week next week.
It's always something we all look forward to, and you know, players such as Scottie Scheffler, Adam Hadwin, Wesley Bryan, Justin Saw, to name a few, all came to prominence on the PGA Tour from the Korn Ferry ranks. It's, you know, it's really a great developmental tour.
It teaches them how to be a professional, whether it's their travel, whether it's their practice, whether it's their time commitments off the golf course. It really showcases, yes, the golf is the golf, but it really teaches these young men how to be professionals when they get to the PGA Tour.
And, you know, there's so all of them are already polished by the time they get really to this tour. You know, I played with Austin Eckroat. I always talk about Austin. The first year, 3 years ago that I played in the BMW Charity Pro-Am, Austin Eckroat was my pro. He had two eagles that day, the first day I played with them. And, you know, it was his first professional tournament ever. And what, a couple years later, look at him now. He's playing great at the Memorial. He was runner-up at the AT&T Byron Nelson. He shot a 665 in the final round at the AT&T Byron Nelson. And, you know, they're polished already. I mean, any of these guys, don't you think they could really play on the PGA Tour almost on any given week, right? I mean, they're so good. The talent is so deep.
It is. The Korn Ferry Tour players are a half a shot away from being on the PGA Tour. And they have the skills. Now can they control their emotions when it comes time to pull off the shot? And that's what the Korn Ferry Tour is great for, is, you know, knowing that you need to hit that little cut three wood 260 to a back pin, and the confidence being able to pull it off. So the Korn Ferry Tour, Austin has just shown that the trajectory of these players and the matriculation, they could be on Korn Ferry Tour one day, and then the following week they could be on the PGA Tour playing great. So all these guys have the ability. Now it's just a matter of the opportunity to showcase their talents.
Absolutely. And you get the crowds there as well. So the pressure of performing not only in front of all the people that are there to support the tournament, as you say, the community really rallies behind this event, but also television, right? So these guys are getting a lot of experience playing in front of a huge group of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The upstate really comes out. We'll have 12,000, 14,000 fans a day. And a lot of times on the Korn Ferry Tour, you know, some of the golf courses, it's friends and family only. So we really focus on showcasing everything, all the positive things the Upstate has to offer, while also being at Thornblade Club and Carolina Country Club.
Mike, celebrity-wise, I see that Steph Curry, Brooklyn Nets shooting guard, is playing, as well as Jesse Orosco, two-time World Series winner. Everybody remembers his incredible performance with the Mets winning the World Series in 1986. So you're really drawing from this New York audience, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, obviously myself growing up in Floral Park and having in 1986 watching Orosco throw up his hands, you know, obviously really a lifelong getting to be able to meet Jesse is really cool. So really happy for him. Seth, just outstanding, saying that he wanted to participate, you know, along with Ken Griffey Jr., Larry Fitzgerald. So we really have a great group of celebrities joining us, and it's just going to be a great week.
So Seth Curry, his brother, is quite the golfer. Have you seen Seth play? Is he as good as his brother is?
He is, actually.
Wow.
Seth, I think, has 8 handicap. And Steph, coming out of the basketball season, I know he's picking up his game again. But I know, you know, we tried hard to get Steph here. I think he just had some other commitments. But having Seth here, it's going to be great to see. You know, he played in North Carolina, you know, this area. So it's super positive.
So tell me a good story about the time. You spent a lot of time with these celebrities. Every year you get a great bunch of celebs. Give me a good story, one or two good stories.
Well, there's some stories back in the day that I've heard from some of the celebs that we're not going to mention right now, but it's it's actually, you know, the celebrities, they get it, right? It's the folks that understand that they're there for a picture. They're there for an autograph. It's a relaxed atmosphere. We are trying to really just have the celebrities come, not get pulled in 50 different directions, play golf, go to a couple of functions, and really enjoy each other's company as well. So that's what a lot of them do. When you see David Wells hanging out with Jason Scheff, you know, they were lifelong friends, and they all of a sudden they're in South Carolina and they're hanging out. So it's a lot of fun just making sure that we're doing the right connections for the celebrities.
And Canelo Alvarez, he actually won the celebrity division 2 years ago. He's a real favorite there.
He can play some golf. He's,
oh, yeah.
You know, Canelo is a golf geek, if you will. So if he's not boxing, he's playing golf.
I love it. You have a really good field, as you mentioned, Jason Scheff from Chicago and Matt Hamilton, the Olympic gold medalist. Larry Fitzgerald from the NFL Hall of Fame. What a great, and David Wells, as you mentioned, he's always a lot of fun and he can play golf for sure.
Yeah. Quick story about Boomer. I don't know if you remember this, Ann, but 2 years ago, he dunked it on the 9th hole, his last hole, made a hole in one on a par 3 to win the celebrity division.
David Wells always knows how to close it out, right? An ace on his final hole. Unbelievable. So talk about, can you explain to the audience, Mike, how players, actually the professionals, or, you know, qualify to play on the Korn Ferry Tour?
Yeah, absolutely. And they go through Q school. It is qualifying school for the Korn Ferry Tour. There's 3 different stages. And if you get to the final stage, you know, each field consists of probably 500 to 600 players, and then they obviously cut and they only advance so many to the next stage. So at the final stage of Q school, all of those players are considered Korn Ferry Tour members. So they can get sponsor exemptions. They have access to certain fields and certain tournaments. So the matriculation of the Korn Ferry Tour professional is Q school tournaments, inside the top 30. And then if you're inside the top 30 for the Korn Ferry Tour this year, you do receive your PGA Tour card.
That's great. And so with these PGA Tour improvements, the elevated tour events, you know, the $20 million prize money with these elevated events on the PGA Tour, how does this new look PGA Tour impact the Korn Ferry Tour?
It certainly does, Anne, right? Because now we're talking about the rank and file. right? We're talking about the 126 on the money list. We're talking about 175 on the money list. And some of those players are career golfers. So now we're really ensuring that the rank and file have places to play. So it you know, golf space right now, there is obviously, anybody that's in the sport understands that there's a little bit of turmoil. And right now, you know, I think everyone is, from the PGA Tour to the Korn Ferry Tour, is really trying to ensure that we put forward the best product possible to where we attract the players that want to be on the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour.
So now, with these non-elevated events, so, you know, so you have the reduced fields in these in the PGA Tour events next year, the tournaments, some of these, you know, elevated events will feature 70 to 75 players instead of, say, 120 players, no cuts. So will the Korn Ferry Tour then feed more into the non-elevated events? Is that how it's going to work, do you think?
Absolutely, without a doubt. So they will have opposite field, non-elevated events. You saw Myrtle Beach Classic was announced. That's going to be opposite Wells Fargo next year. So there's multiple, I think there's going to be a couple of more announcements from the PGA Tour to ensure that the rank and file, if you will, have an opportunity to showcase their talents to get to the elevated events. So that's the spin right now, is the top 50 or the top 70 are in those elevated events, but how does 71 get in? And who drops out? Does 69, you know, become 71, and 71 becomes 69, and they're back in? So there's a lot of shakeup right now, for sure.
So it may provide more opportunities for Korn Ferry players to move up in these, you know, non-elevated events, perhaps.
Exactly. And so then the fields are going deeper on the Korn Ferry Tour, right? So it is a trickle-down effect, without a doubt. You know, with these elevated purses, elevated numbers, you know, $20 million purses, like, what is going on in PGA Tour golf? And then, so even the Korn Ferry Tour, you know, this purse is $1 million. So the winner will receive $180,000. That's still pretty good.
That's incredible. Yeah, I know that in 2023, the Korn Ferry Tour members compete for $28 million in total prize money, which marks the highest purse in tour history and a 37.6% increase from last season. So, you know, with this whole, you know, all these changes, whether they're good or bad, however you view them, you know, for on the PGA Tour, the Korn Ferry Tour is impacted in a positive way. So we'll see how it all shakes out in 2024, but it's more money for these professionals for sure. And, you know, a lot, I hate to mention that word live golf, but, you know, that's the key reason why the PGA Tour really moved so quickly to make all these improvements, including increased prize money for the professionals, right?
Oh, without a doubt. They, and obviously, you know, with Liv, I think the PGA Tour, Jay Monahan and the brass, you know, they're doing everything they can to ensure that the sponsors are happy, the players are happy, and tournaments are happy. And, you know, that's difficult to do. Now you're talking about three completely different entities. And, you know, we do feel the support from the PGA Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour, really showing ways to improve, ways to continue to save. But at the same time, the product that we put on next week for the professionals, amateurs, and celebrities, it will feel like a PGA Tour event here. And you've been here numerous times. It is the largest event on the Korn Ferry Tour, and we're extremely proud of this event.
It's very exciting. There's a lot of pressure, not only for the pros, but also for us amateurs. And I'm very delighted also to be a participant in the Amy Alcott and Friends Women's Luncheon and Golf Clinic, Mike. That panel will feature Alex Baldwin, the actual president of the Korn Ferry Tour. She's terrific. Tiffany Fitzgerald, the founder and CEO of Black Girls Golf. And Lauren Thompson will be moderating. We did it last year, and it was fabulous. What a popular event. We're coming back to do it again. And Amy Alcott is just terrific. Hall of Famer Amy Alcott. So that's going to be part of the week as well.
Correct. So we have a week-long party, Ann, and a golf tournament just so happens to be going on. So we have parties and functions. Diamond Rio is playing a concert on Tuesday evening. Thanks to our friends at Johnson Development Group. We have Chris Lane and George Berg playing the Friday night concert. Then we're going to Davis Cessna's Threes on Thursday. And Davis and his team just put on a great event from a culinary experience. It's just, it's one of those events that you just don't want to miss.
Great golf, great parties, really warm and hospitable people as well. That's one of the main reasons, you know, this makes this BMW Charity Pro-Am so special is the welcoming we get from the community in South Carolina. It's truly wonderful.
We roll out the red carpet down here in the South, and you know, me being from New York, they're teaching me a lot on how to continue to roll out that red carpet.
That Southern hospitality is second to none. Mike, I can't wait. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning, and looking forward to participating in the BMW Charity Pro-Am.
And thank you so much for having me on, and all your guests. Tune in to the Golf Channel next weekend to check out the tournament.
Mike McGovern, Tournament Director, BMW Charity Pro-Am. Can't wait. Absolutely. Looking so forward to heading down to Greenville, South Carolina this week for the BMW Charity Pro-Am. All right, well, coming up, Kayla Roberts, the Tournament Director of the new Mizuho Americas Open. Final round this afternoon at Liberty National. We'll talk to Kayla in a few minutes, but first let me tell you that many of the world's best golfers will tee up at the Travelers Championship, June 21st through the 25th. John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, 2022 champion Xander Schauffele, and many more. The Northeast's only PGA Tour event will feature next-level competition, next-level thrills, next-level excitement. For tickets and information, visit TravelersChampionship.com and be sure to catch all the next-level action.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning. So glad you can join us. And one of four new LPGA tournaments is taking place as we speak. The Mizuho Americas Open at Liberty National in Jersey City, New Jersey. You heard me talking about it last Sunday on this show with the host of the tournament, LPGA superstar Michelle Wee West. Well, joining me now is their tournament director, Kayla Roberts. Hey, Kayla, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hi, Ann. Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure. And how's the week going for you?
Oh, Ann, this week has just been, I think, picture perfect for us. It's our first year, the inaugural year of the Mizuho Americas Open. And we really couldn't have asked for a better week. And we're gearing up to get our final round started here in just a little bit.
What has been your own personal highlight this week?
Oh, I think there's too many to count. I think for me, this event is it's a groundbreaking format with the juniors playing, teeing it up inside the ropes with the pros. And yesterday they got to play in the same pairings as the pros. And I think watching these girls get to play alongside their heroes for 18 holes was extremely special. And they'll get to do it again today.
I know there are, 24 AJGA juniors who are playing alongside the pros, and I know they're playing, a Stapleford competition, but what a great experience for these amateurs. Whose idea was it to bring the amateurs on with the professionals?
Absolutely. It's an amazing experience for these girls. They are the future of this game, so to give them this opportunity is just extremely special, and it really came together on all sides with Mizuho Americas really leading the charge as our title sponsor, along with Liberty National as our host venue, and Michelle Wee West, who I know you talked to last week, really everyone coming together and wanting to do something different and really change the game and grow the game.
And I love how the accommodations are paid for and the players are enjoying that scenic boat ride from Lower Manhattan over to Liberty National. It's just a very unique tournament. The women have to be ecstatic about it.
Absolutely. That has been all of the buzz this week. All Mizuho America has put all of the players up. in downtown Manhattan, and I think they have the best commute in the world to work every morning. Not only do they have the best job in the world getting to compete, but this week specifically, getting to take the ferry past the Statue of Liberty right to the doorsteps of such an iconic venue in Liberty National. I think this has quickly become a player favorite on the LPGA Tour.
And talk about storylines. I mean, you can't say enough about Rose Zhang, who has won everything you can win in the amateur ranks. You know, she just won her second straight NCAA championship with Stanford. This is her first professional tournament, and what a start. I mean, what a great storyline for this tournament.
You really can't make this up. You asked, you know, about the special moments earlier and the picture-perfect week we had, and that's just adding to it. Going into the final round in her professional debut with a two-stroke lead is, you know, a storybook line. You just, it's going to be a great week. It's already been a great week, and to have Rose leading this, I think we've had a ton of fans come out over the past few days, and Rose has a new fan club following her around this week from New York City. It's been really exciting to watch.
She shot a 66 yesterday. She's at 11 under. She has that two-shot lead. She hit 12 of 14 fairways yesterday, 15 of 18 greens, only 28 putts. I mean, it's so amazing to watch her. I mean, she's in, you know, regulation. She's on the fairway, off the tee, all the time. Her approach shots are so accurate, and she's just very, for her, well, she's 20 years old. She's so calm and so collected. This is her, you know, pro debut, but it looks like she's been doing this forever, doesn't it?
Absolutely. She looks like she's been out here for years. You know, you can definitely tell that Rose was made to be a superstar. And as mentioned, just calm, cool, and collected. She's making history out here, and it's really exciting for her to be able to do this at the Mizuho Americas Open at Liberty National. It's a really special week for her.
And in 2019, she was the AJGA, the Rolex Junior Player of the Year. So there's a lot of tie-ins there.
Yes, very, very full circle for Rose this week. Liberty National also announced that they'll be supporting the AJGA's financial aid program called the ACE Grant. It's now the Liberty National ACE Grant. And Rose was a recipient of that for many, many years. So it's a really special week on all parts with Rose leading this and having that AJGA tie-in as not only an ACE Grant recipient, but also with an incredible, incredible history of play on the AJGA.
And I know Paul Fireman, the former CEO of Reebok, he's the co-founder with the son of Liberty National. He and his wife, Phyllis, helped organize that Liberty National ACE Grant to support the AJGA, supporting youth golf initiatives, really making the sport more accessible to young people, which is so important, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's grants like that, and it's you know, people like Phyllis and Paul that really change everyone's life. I mean, golf isn't necessarily the most accessible sport, and with the support of the Fireman family and making it more accessible, it'll open a lot of doors for a lot of young people, and hopefully for a lot of young girls, that'll one day be the future of this game.
Now, Kayla, I know what, you're in your late 20s, right?
Yep, that is correct.
You were a college intern at the American Junior Golf Association, what, less than 8 years ago? I read that. It's incredible.
Yes, that's right.
talk about that rapid rise, you know, from an intern to tournament director of an LPGA Tour event in what, less than 8 years?
Yeah, it's been really exciting, a very full circle week for me. I ran AJGA events for about 6 years before moving over to Excel Sports and now running the Mizuho Americas Open on the LPGA. A lot of hard work, but it's been really fun. And I'm really excited to be here. I think it's important for, not only the game of golf, but, you know, those coming up behind me on the professional side as well, just to, you know, keep knocking down the doors and paving the way for the future.
What do you think has been the key to your success so far?
I think in golf, it's, you know, all about working hard and networking as well. And I've been fortunate enough to have such a great network through the AJGA that opened a lot of doors for me and introduced me to a lot of the right people.
And I know you, weren't you the tournament director for the first LPGA Kroger Queen City Championship? In Cincinnati?
I was on the team for that event as well last year. in Cincinnati, which was very exciting as well.
Right. So that's great experience. So it looks like you got in very quickly and obviously were showcasing your skills, did a great job. And now you're the tournament director of this really exciting LPGA Tour event. Will this be going on every year at Liberty National this time of year?
Yes. So we have the next 3 years. This is our first of 3 years and hopefully many more to come after that. Taking place in the May-June timeframe in 2024 and 2025 as well.
Well, you know, it's so exciting because there's so much going on LPGA tournament-wise in New Jersey. We just had the LPGA Cognizant Founders Cup in Clifton, New Jersey, and we're coming up on the ShopRite Classic in Galloway, New Jersey. Then we have the Women's PGA Championship at Baltusrol. It's a very exciting time for women's golf in this area.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, four events in one of the most crowded markets in the world is a lot, but that hasn't stopped the fans from showing up this week. We've had great crowds here, great support out here this week, and we're really excited to just continue to bring more golf to the state of New Jersey and New York City as well.
Now, the prize money is $2.75 million, and that's really comparable to prize money at a major championship. So, you know, the key is finding the right sponsor and getting that commitment from the sponsor. Talk a little bit about Mizuho, because I read it's a financial institution that combines Japanese culture and American talent. But boy, what a great commitment from them for this, for their first LPGA Tour event.
Absolutely. Mizuho Americas has been an amazing title sponsor. You would never know that this is one of their first sports sponsorships. They've dove headfirst into this event, not only as mentioned with the purse, but they've also added on to that by covering all of the players' accommodations in downtown Manhattan. They're very focused and aware of the player experience on the LPGA, and they really want to change that and put the players first. You know, as we know, these players are on the road week after week after week, and if they're not making cuts, they're not, you know, making money. And so for Mizuho to really raise the bar and cover these players' hotel rooms, nonetheless, in New York City has been truly amazing.
Well, you can't ask for anything more. I mean, that's just incredible from the sponsor. And, well, I read where you come from a family of golfers, but you didn't play. Is that right?
No, I didn't play. As you mentioned earlier, I did an internship in college in golf, and it's kind of been history since then, but it's been really fun. My dad actually flew up from Charlotte and is out here volunteering this week as well as my uncle, so really a family affair out here.
So you're surrounded by these top women players in the game. You have to pick up the game, Kayla. You have to start playing, right?
I do. I play now. We'll have to go out and play soon.
I'm telling you, I mean, to have all those people around you. And what have you learned this week? You know, you're around the top players on the LPGA, these sponsors. You know, you're leading this team who runs the tournament. What have you learned about yourself, and what lessons can you take from this?
Yeah, I think this has just been overall a really special week, and it's been extremely nice and feels really great to just watch all of my hard work, all of my team's hard work, everyone that, you know, it takes to put an event on like this, come together in such an amazing way. And, you know, as mentioned, we'll be here for the next 3 years and really just already looking to the future. You know, tomorrow we'll start planning for 2024 to make it even bigger and even better. And it's just been such a special experience to do that.
And so what's next for you? I mean, will you focus now on this event year-round, or will you have some other projects as well?
Yep. So I'm based out of here in New York. So this will be my event moving forward. And with Excel, we also run the made-for-TV event, The Match, as well as a few other events. And the Kroger Queen City Championship presented by P&G. So we'll be out there in September in Cincinnati.
Well, you have a lot on your plate. Very exciting, and I wish you all the best. Continued success. You can watch the final round of the Mizuho Americas on Peacock and then on the Golf Channel this afternoon, right?
Absolutely, and we just received extended coverage, so we'll be on from 3:30 to 7:30. So really excited to have additional coverage to showcase these girls.
I can't take my eye off the TV watching these women are so good, And it's so exciting, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Rose can hang on and pull off her first win as a professional. What a great storyline for the tournament. Kayla, thanks so much, and continued success.
Thanks, Anne. Have a good one.
My thanks to Kayla Roberts, to Mike McGovern, to Ed Arzuman in the studio. Talking Golf with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. It's better under the umbrella. Stay tuned for Mark Melusis, and I look forward to talking with you next Sunday morning right here on Talking Golf with Anne Liguori.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.